This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Thanks for staying with me, being with me, checking in on the show. Always appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me little messages. You know what I really like? If you could send little brownies, like, through the phone, through the microphone. Wouldn't that be cool? They'd just show up around here. We'd have tonnage of, like, brownies and cannolis and donuts, and it would be bad. Really bad. Anyway. Now, come on. That gave you a giggle because you wouldn't mind having a few brownies and chocolate cookies. And what's that?
I wouldn't trust anybody sending me food.
That's true, too. Especially with... Yes. Okay. There you go. Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, if you got something you want to say, and maybe take me to task on something. Like, you'll have to take a number. But at least you'd feel good about it, right? Because that's what it's all about. You feeling good. As long as you feel good, it's good. First sex reassignment inmate calls women's prison torture. That's right. The first U.S. inmate to have taxpayer-funded sex reassignment surgery says she's been mistreated since being transferred to a California women's prison. Okay. Where she now has a beard and mustache because officials have denied her a razor. A razor for an inmate in who's committed murder. I don't know. Does that sound like cruel and unusual punishment to you? Or I don't know. This would be... She now has a beard and a mustache, which I don't understand what the big deal is, okay? I mean, I have... My grandmother and my aunts had mustaches, and some of them a little more facial. They don't know who I'm talking about. There's like five of them to pick from, so they don't know. So, let's see. In a handwritten federal court filing, convicted killer Shiloh Heavenly Quinn... That just can't be real. Shiloh Heavenly Quinn called her new housing at the Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla a torture unit. Let me see. You got, what, $100,000, $150,000 in the medical reassignment surgery and other things, plus the psychological stuff that goes along with it. We give you clothes. You get 3 squares a day. You're in out of the rain. I'm sorry. What's the problem here?
Avoid jail.
And you killed somebody. So apparently you got rewarded for killing somebody. How exciting. And you want to complain. You know, I love these people talk about... I'd like to go back and see who this person killed and how they did it. Because I love these people. The first people who scream about cruel and unusual punishment and it's like torture actually did exactly that to their victims. Really extremely irritating. Anyway, she said that she's unnecessarily isolated from other inmates and denied basic items. Now, state officials say that she's being treated like any other female inmate. All initially are denied privileges like razors, TVs, and more until they're evaluated. Now, Quinn is 57, had the surgery she had long sought in January, and was moved from a men's prison last month. She said she's being treated as if she's a newly arrived inmate and denied rehabilitation programs and privileges, even though she's been serving a life sentence since 1981. Like, what? She's talking about this like this is I'm an experienced murderer, you know? I'm an experienced prisoner. They can give me this stuff. I never hurt anybody before. It's lunacy. Now, Quinn is housed alone in a cell, but said that she still had no privacy to perform required intimate post-operative procedures and is ending a restrictive isolation that's pushing her towards anxiety, depression, and sadness. Here's the problem. That's what you were before. And Walt Heyer, who wrote a book about this, actually several books, he counsels people in this area, says this. That when you decide you want sex reassignment surgery because you're anxious, depressed, and feeling sadness, it doesn't change afterward. For many of them, it doesn't change afterward. So your problems are a lot deeper if you say that those three things are caused by the fact that they won't give you a razor. You know what I mean? Her beard and mustache, well, see, you know, oh no, she's in for life. I was going to say, because, I mean, that could help her get a job at the circus or something. Are there any circuses? No? Just asking. Huge impact on her day-to-day life. What? She can't get a date? Sorry, they're not, I don't, she should be able to get more dates, because that's something they haven't really seen much of before. They're making the transition to life as a woman more difficult, she wrote in a filing received from... Is she serious? She's in prison. There's no makeup. There's no hairdo things going on. Not like you can go out on a date. You can't go out and see a movie anymore because you're afraid somebody... How is this making you transition to life as a woman? You're in a woman's prison to the day you die. I don't get it. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't get it. Somebody in the chat room says, hey, I think they should give her a razor. Now. God. The department has no legitimate penological objective, but harassment in denying saving access, she wrote. Quinn asked the federal judge overseeing her lawsuit to order prison officials to provide electrolysis to remove her facial hair, or at least a razor. Yeah, you brutally murdered somebody, and we're supposed to do everything we can to make you comfortable while you're still alive. That makes sense. Give me the crack pipe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate it. All right, sit down. Stop the dancing. I can't start until you guys stop. You got to get your seat. You got to pay attention. You got to take your notes. Always a pleasure. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me here on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, responding, and just having some fun. I got to have fun with this stuff. I mean, come on, guys. Some of it, this is so, like, whacked. If an alien came down here and read this, they couldn't leave fast enough. I guarantee it. Of all the planets they've been to, they probably go, okay, you know what? This could be dangerous. This isn't good at all. That story we did with that 22-year-old kid that thought he was an alien. He was planted here, so he was having all the surgery done. That was whack, too. And the nice thing about that was if an alien ever showed up and saw him, they wouldn't take anybody. They would just leave because, you know, think about it. They would be his problem after a while, which wouldn't be cool. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. You know that. And let me see if I can find this, our female sex reassignment. Oh, there it is. Okay. See, that's what I hate about computers. It goes, I'm going blank. Let's see what you're going to do. This is a story about, first of all, the guy committed murder. The guy, when he was a guy. So if he was, now he's a girl, is he still guilty? I don't understand. So the guy committed murder. He gets a life sentence in prison. And somehow the court decided, because he wanted to be a she and wanted us, the taxpayer. So we had to pay for the investigation. We had to pay for his defense. We had to pay for the trial. We have to pay to house him. We have to pay to feed him. Who's cruel and unusual? Seriously. These guys are amazing. And then after all of this, then we have to pay for his medication. We have to pay for his psychiatric care. See, in the old days, right, while the trial was going on, come on, raise your hand. You've watched those old Western movies, right? And what happened when they were in court, right? They're in court, and what do you hear outside? Is it high enough, John? Yeah, throw the rope over. Let's make sure it's got enough rope, right? Because he was found guilty, and he went right outside, and they hung him right there. Right? Wasn't that hard? And if you read our history in the early days, we had, some of you will find this tasteful. I think it's great. Some of the judges, think about this. You're guilty. You're sentenced to hang. Before they take you outside, this is true. You can read this in history until they wipe it out. I want to know if you've made right with your maker. Do you know Jesus? Let me go through a prayer with you. So they even had mercy on the fool that were taken out to hang. No, now they get 20 years. I have this argument. I know he listens to the show from time to time because he sends me nasties. There's a conservative coalition against capital punishment. And every time he sees me or say something, he sends me, come on, have me on the show. I go, what for? You're going to tell me that we shouldn't put people to death. It's not the Christian thing to do. It costs us too much money. But it doesn't cost us too much money to feed these guys for 20 years, 30 years, go through the psychiatric help, go through all the appeals, right? And then we're going to have to hear, we're going to have to DNA testing 270 times to prove that they were the right ones, even though they keep telling you they weren't. You do realize that almost nobody in prison is guilty, right? Just ask them. They'll tell you. Most of them would say, I was framed, right? I grew up with that crew, so I know how it goes. So here's somebody. I killed somebody. What right? You know what they have a right to? They have a right to food, and I'm just going by what the law is. I have a different thought process on this. But they have a right to food. You know, we keep our horses in stables, and we like them. I don't know what the difference is. They don't consider that cruel and unusual punishment. Just saying. I don't know. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, I get that blood flowing, man. I tell you what, it takes the thoughts right out of the back of my head. So, now he's upset. She is upset that she has a beard and mustache. You know, part of that is because you're a guy. Your DNA is telling your body to produce this stuff because you're a guy. So it's having a huge impact on the data. I can't get past this one. Is it getting in the way of her dating? Is it getting, courting rituals? I don't know. What's it getting in the way of? She thinks did she think she was going to turn on one of the guards? I don't think that's going to happen. The department has no legitimate, this one I don't even get, penological objective. I read it differently, but that's okay. But harassment. So they're harassing her because she has a beard and mustache. That must be that's the jail's fault, I'm sure, somehow. Right? Quinn's attorney at the nonprofit Transgender Law Center did not respond to repeated calls by the news group to get information. Quinn was known as Rodney James Quinn. What's her name now? Happy
Harmony something or other.
Harmony, hello, girl. How could it be Harmony? Whatever. Quinn was known as Rodney James Quinn when she and an accomplice kidnapped and fatally shot 33-year-old Shahid Ali Beg, a father of three in downtown Los Angeles in 1980, stealing $80 in his car during the drug and alcohol. Of course, it was the drug's fault. Beg's daughter, Farida, tried unsuccessfully in court to block Quinn's surgery. She objected to the inmate getting taxpayer-funded surgery. God bless that woman. Having to go through all that again after seeing her dad killed in front of her. Right? And she's right. Taxpayer dollars to help a criminal get a surgery that's not required for life or death. She said, and I tell you, this is the stuff that infuriates me. If you've got two brain cells to rub together, and this should make you mad too. If you're not mad, you don't have two brain cells rubbed together. My dad begged for his life, she said, while she was watching. How cold do you have to be? It just made me dizzy and sick. I'm helping to pay for his surgery. She said, I live in California. It's like a slap in my face. But you know what? This is me. They don't care. The California legislators, these yo-hos that do this, they don't care about justice. They don't care about doing the right thing. They care what looks right. I mean, they must have a book of absurdities where they go, okay, let me see, surgery, transgender surgery, and, oh, you shouldn't do it. Okay, well, we're going to do it. Because I was, you know, the book of absurdity said that we should do it. So we're going to do it. All right. I'll move on to a different story after the break. This one's going to make me throw up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more lunacy after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, if somebody in the Facebook feed, yeah, it's too late now. See, I don't go that fast. Next time I gotta do it quick. I was gonna say, if somebody could name that song quickly, I'll send them a free book. And what movie it was from. Come on, quick. I still give it to the first person that puts it up there. If you weren't paying attention, I don't know what to tell you. The intro song, the bumper song, whatever it's called. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. And on the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, I deal with in the book that I just wrote. You can find it up on my website, therealside.com, or you can get it on Amazon if you're one of those Kindle people. If you buy it from me off the website, I will autograph it and get it to you as fast as I can, although I still don't understand the whole autograph thing. What can I tell you? Some people seem to want it. I don't really care because it doesn't bring the value of the book up any because you can't sell it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. This is where I get to do all, I love the third hour. Because I get to do all those crazy stories that not many other people are doing. So did I do this story about the professor who was advised to avoid micro inequities in class? The heck does that mean? It's like, what do you, one guy's got 3 pencils, one guy's got 4, that's an inequity? Because you never know with these people. And by the way, I was told that that was also a microaggression when I say these people or you people. So if you're offended by microaggressions, listen up. You people that are offended by microaggressions, you need to tune to another station. That's all I can tell you. Two universities are offering faculty guides advising professors to challenge the gender binary and avoid micro inequities. Boy, they are trying to wrap so much of this stuff together. You know, again, what do you got? You got the trigger warnings. You got the safe spaces. right? Microaggressions. Now they have another one that was a macroaggressions. I'm like, wait, really? So in the microaggression, there's another smaller aggression? These kids aren't going to make it. We are going to be extinct as a human race, but it isn't going to be because of something we ate or a nuclear war or even a volcano going off. It's going to be these microaggressive idiots. Yeah, I said idiots. Carnegie Mellon University, for one, has produced a guide creating an inclusive learning environment, except if you're a white Anglo-Saxon straight person. Can you use straight? I haven't seen that word in a while. Warning professors that using gendered language for getting student names or other small unconscious behaviors. I have to take exception to that because I think the ones who are worried about microaggressions, they're the ones that are unconscious in my mind. But that's just me. Let me see. Forgetting names. I have four kids, not 40. Four. I could never remember their names. It was always like you. You one of mine? Come on, let's go. We're out of here. Not one of those. So the small unconscious behaviors in class can make women and minority students feel that they are not valued. So as a white guy, if you forget my name, I still feel valued? I don't count? Maybe they didn't ask me the question. I don't know. To combat the threat of being non-inclusive, professors are told to steer clear of micro-inequities, which are defined as small unconscious behaviors that certain groups experience repeatedly. Using examples from a 1982 study, the guide explains how women can be disheartened by the harrowing micro-inequities, explaining that women report that instructors tend to interrupt them more often than men. Are they counting? Ignore them more often, call on them less often, ask them more recall questions and less analytical questions. And they acknowledge their contributions less and build on their answers less. Was somebody sitting around in these classrooms in the 80s writing this down? You sure, right? Some feminist freaktoid in the corner sitting down writing all this stuff down? Let me see.
Publicly funded study.
Oh, a publicly funded.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, my tax money. There you go. And you didn't even have to spend that kind of money. I'm sure if you had some feminist back in 1982, she would have gave you all this information to begin with. Probably writing it down already. But how do you get this? What is, again, somebody sitting there with a little, you know, with a little check marks, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you go. For little Johnny got 5 questions. I only got 2. I got 2 right. He got 3 wrong. But he said, good job, Johnny. He didn't say anything to me. That's microaggression, too, right? Because I always use, like, Johnny and Mary. That would be a microaggression to the rest of the world. We don't have any. Anyway. Over time, the guide alleges that these micro-inequities can add up and make students both less productive and less willing to contribute in class. See, yet another excuse to fail and blame it on the system. California State University Northridge, meanwhile, has a faculty guide that focuses on making classrooms more inclusive for transgender students. Of course, it's California. We're so much more, I'd say advanced, but advanced next to what? I had no idea what I would measure it against. Establish guidelines that the classroom will be set in a respectful environment where everyone can participate without fear or hesitation. The recommendations begin, everyone should be referred to by their chosen name and chosen pronoun. Xander would love this one, would he? I'd like to be referred to as a unicorn. Frankie the unicorn. Can you do that? I wonder if you can do that when a cop pulls you over for speeding. Can you imagine? Hi, I'm Frankie the unicorn. I'd like your real name. I'm sorry. You're microaggressing me. I'm Frankie the unicorn. Get over yourself. Instead of calling roll, for example, professors should instead pass around an attendance sheet or allow students to introduce themselves, being aware that students may choose such pronouns as they, them, their, or the, her, hire, her. Oh, come on. Her.
The same way, her.
What?
Her.
Really?
Her.
Her.
Mm-hmm. It's just spelled different.
How does a student choose, I'm going to choose a pronoun they? What do we say? Hi, call me Day Joe. That makes absolutely no sense. I couldn't smoke enough weed for that to make sense. There's just no way. And them and there in a singular way? these kids are going to be in a lot of trouble. Using gender-neutral pronouns is just one step to make the classroom trans-inclusive, because it's so important that every class relate to the 1% that's in the whole school, or maybe 2 or 3% that's in the whole school. I bet you they wouldn't go out of the way this much for me, the Christian guy in the room, I'm sure. Do you think if I complained, and please, God forgives me because I'm just trying to make an example here. You think that if the teacher said, God damn it, or Jesus Christ, you know, in not a nice negative way, if I said, hey, those are microaggressions, I need you to stop doing that. Right? You think they would care? You think they would stop? Do you think they would do anything for me? Now, unless I went and told the head of the university, that he was praying to Jesus or was asking God to damn one of the kids in the class, reaching for divine intervention, in which case I'm sure they'd fire him. So maybe that's what we should start doing, twisting these things like they do to use them for... there are many CSUN students who identify outside of the gender binary of woman, man. Students may identify as genderqueer, genderfluid, or a number of other gender identities that nobody is currently aware of. The reference to only, that's my words, obviously. I've always said this. You've got 70, or Facebook alone identifies or recognizes 79 different ones, and you can add as many as you want. But here's, is there a banner? Is there a badge? Is there a forehead sticker? Is there something so I know? Because I'm also told it's fluid. So if they, Susie, in the morning at 9 o'clock and I run into they, Susie at 1 and say, hi, they, Susie, she's going to look at me or whatever he or she is identifying with, saying, I'm sorry, why are you insulting me? Why are you microaggressing me? I now want to be referred to as her, Joey. It's fluid. Did you know that? You don't care, though. You're sick. Yeah. These kids...
I've added up to here.
Is there a term for that? Is that a they or a Z or... Oh, God. We're going to move on from this one because it's just going to cause me to throw up. I'm Joe Mussini, your host, listening to Real Time. We come back, former Northeast Ohio mayor pleads guilty to raping a 4-year-old. I don't know what he's doing still walking around. That's just my personal opinion. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to SecretsIgnite.com. That's SecretsIgnite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to SecretsIgnite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I mean, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I hope you're having as much fun as I am. I really do. I get a kick out of your comments. I know some of you are sitting there going, oh my God, I can't believe that guy wrote that. But I get a kick out of your comments. And look, this stuff, we've allowed this to happen. I know some of you have been fighting it, but you've heard me complain about this before, right? I'm not the most popular guy on the radio, so I don't expect 8,000 of you to show up for me when I go do something. But I can tell you that, you know, going out with some other conservative radio show hosts and personalities and what have you, gone to a couple of events where, you know, we've been told 12, 15, 2,000 people have agreed to show up. You get there, you got 300 or 400 people. Now, I am appreciative for the 300 or 400 people. Don't get me wrong. But there's got to be some sacrifice for us. We may have won, if you would, between the governorships and the houses and all that. We may have won, but there's a lot of work to do. And for every one of these people that are out trying to get you to call them they or whatever, you know, whatever we went through the last time, we need to have five people going, no, I'm sorry, you're in America. We'd like to use the English language. We need to fight back. And there's a lot of ways of fighting back. You know, the violence portion can be as a last resort. There's a whole bunch of ways, as they used to say in my day, to skin a cat. And it ain't that hard to do. If you stay on it, it really isn't that hard to do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Send me an email if you don't want to hear your voice. Some of you say you don't want to hear yourself. You're afraid you're going to get all tongue-tied and goofy, like it never happens to me, and I do it every night. So, former Harvard mayor admits to raping a four-year-old. Now, where have we gone? And why is this man still standing? Seriously. Former Harvard, Ohio mayor Richard Keenan, who now admits to raping a young child and facing life behind bars. He was, how old is he? Did he say? Does it say? No, of course not. That'd be too easy. It'll probably be further on. But so anyway, he's admitted to raping the kid. He was visibly shaken Friday as he changed his plea to guilty on 20 counts of sex crimes, including 8 counts of rapes. Keenan agrees to a life sentence with the eligibility of parole after 10 years. Not on your life. I would have all of those 20 people waiting for him when he gets out. I'd have them all, every one of his arrangements there, or what are they called, parole hearings. Either that, or just put him in general lockup and put up pictures all over the place of the kids that he raped. Because even those animals in general lockup, you don't screw with kids. Seriously. And now, according to court documents, the abuse began as early as September 2013 when the victim, who Keenan knew, was just 4 years old. It gives the victim some closure. Obviously, keeps this young child from having to testify, and I think it's a good result given all the facts and circumstances. So said the prosecutor. He said that prosecutors have a responsibility to do what's best for the victim, and that's what he feels they accomplished last week, not bringing her in here to have to testify in the small courtroom with this man in there as well. Keenan's family was emotional. They lashed out at reporters after the hearing and tried to block him from camera's view. Let's protect the little child rapist. That makes so much sense, doesn't it? Prosecutor said, this just goes to show you how difficult these cases are for everyone. No. No. The guy's an animal. You rape a four-year-old child? I think you use your human being card at that point in time. And then you go on to do it? 20 more, maybe it wasn't the same child, I don't know, it doesn't give you that much detail, but 20 more times. It's a coward. It's a subhuman to do what this man did. I told you, I have my own idea. I think there should be a new law. And here's how the law works. You rape one of my kids, you hurt one of my kids, I get 20 minutes in a room with you as the father. I get 20 minutes in a room with the perpetrator. And I can be charged with nothing. Right? Nobody comes in. Door stays closed. I don't care what you hear. Nothing. I just can't kill the person. You know what I'm saying? Works for me. I think they should have like a daddy retribution hour or something like that. What kind of animal? What kind of Satan's clone does it take to do a 4-year-old? I want you to, you got a niece, a nephew, a daughter. I mean, I have, she 5, right? This youngest one is 4? Is she? Oh. If he did that to her, we'd have a great garden.
He didn't do it to 20 kids. He did it 20 counts on that child.
On that one child. I don't care. 20 sexual abuses on a child that young, that's just sick. Sick beyond all sick. And for this prosecutor to say, shows you how tough it is on both families. I would, for something like that, I don't care how much I love you. If you're one of my kids, I'll pray for you at home. I'll pray that whoever does to you in jail what you did to that child maybe doesn't hurt you as bad. I don't know. There's a lot of things I just can blow off and not pay attention. But when it comes to hurting a kid, it's like a red hot rod in my head.
He's free on bond.
Is he really? Well, I haven't got that for you yet.
Oh my God.
Thanks for jumping ahead. I think what we've seen here today is that they're tough, right? They're tough on everyone. They're tough on the defendant's family. They're tough on the victim's family. It's so tough that they let this guy out on bond. That's how tough it was. Now he'll go pre-sentencing investigation. What the heck is a pre-sentencing investigation? To make sure he'll be able to do it? To make sure he'll be able to stand being in prison? Are we serious?
So they have the charges to make it stick.
He's already said, he's already pleaded guilty to it because he doesn't want to go through
the trial.
Embarrassment for her or him. I mean, I would be in there looking right at him, writing the notes. I would do the best I could to make him feel like the biggest piece of crap that walked the face of the earth. You know, as a Christian, I realize sin is sin is sin. But didn't Jesus say something about the little kids?
Okay.
Maybe we should bring him a millstone?
You want to know what the pre-sentencing thing is?
Yes.
You want me to have a microphone?
Yeah, you probably should do that, huh? You might want to talk into the microphone.
Okay. So it says the pre-sentencing investigation goes through the history of the person convicted of the crime before sentencing to determine if there are extenuating circumstances which should ameliorate the sentence or a history of criminal behavior to increase the harshness of the sentence.
Yeah, 20 times is an increase for me.
Yeah, I know. So basically they're... You know, when they give you that range of sentencing, this is kind of to figure out which end they need to aim
yes.
for.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah, that cleared it up for me. Yeah, no problem. I'd add 20 years, period. That would be how I would fix this. I wouldn't even need all that. I wish I was the investigating officer, and they gave that to me. 10 years. Right? Ten years with... the ability or the option for him to have parole. After raping, I want to drive this home. I want you to get so sick that after the show you throw up all over the place. After raping that little girl from the age of 4, 20 times.
20 counts of sex crimes, including 8 counts of rape.
All right. Well, I don't even know what to do with that.
Lock him up.
No, that's too good. You know, you should look up, not you, the audience. I want you to Google, in the mob, if you were caught fooling around with the boss's girl, they didn't kill you. I will tell you, it had to do with the butter knife. That was the tool of choice, if you would. So, it's the truth. Okay, hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Head over to the website, and there's all kinds of stuff up there. You read some of the articles I put up. Head over to Amazon.com if you want a Kindle version. I don't have that on the website. But if you want a Kindle version, head over to Amazon.com. You can get it there. If you want to buy it for a gift for somebody, just let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today. I always appreciate it when you guys do that. Appreciate it when you're active in the Facebook or the regular chat room. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe and God bless.